Welcome back to Let's Get Healthy with Bill Swale on Talk 1370.
So I guess we're the Sultans of Swing.
Yeah. We'll play that again.
I like that.
That's a good song. We like that. And the guitar is so good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of gets you in the mood for something. I don't know what.
For self-care reform.
Yeah, reforming yourself.
Rusty Gregory here. We're looking at his big book here on getting healthy. And
is that Rusty on the front cover?
Got a nice workbook. The guy with the hat, I think. Uncle Samuel
we'll have to ask
or something.
Him. Hey, Rusty?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's not your picture on the front cover, is
it? I hope not. I'm not a lot of trouble.
Yeah, right. No, I see your picture, and it's a lot different. You're very healthy.
Well, I try to be. Definitely try to be.
Yeah. That's how you don't want to look, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Rusty Gregory.
A depiction of America.
There you go. Well, you have a you live in Austin.
I do.
You're a wellness coach. Now you're an author. You got... Actually, I guess you say two, but one a workbook, and then you got the book. And you got another book coming out soon, don't you?
I do, on Monday.
What's it called?
It's going to hit the Barnes & Noble shelves, Living Wheat-Free for Dummies.
Nice.
For dummies. Not idiots, dummies. Yeah.
Well, my co-author and I often joke that we're the real dummies here, so.
Well,
the dummies writing for hopefully people that are ready to learn and learn some good healthy tips on how to eat well.
Yeah, so we're on the subject of wheat. So in all your research and writing the book, just real quickly, what would be a good take home for people on wheat today? Why would they want to avoid wheat?
Well, wheat does, like other grains, contain some phytates, which interrupts and interferes with absorption of certain vitamins and minerals, for one thing. And also it raises blood sugar.
Yep, just like sugar.
And to go along with that, we started writing the book with the idea of going wheat-free, of course, with the title. But it kind of evolved into grain-free and then to low-carb. And then to vegetable oil free as well to cut down on inflammation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so it does more than just the title suggests.
Yeah.
Wheat free.
Well, when that comes out, maybe in a couple of weeks or so, we'll get you back on.
That'd be great. I'd love to come. And I'd bring my co-author with me, Alan Chasen.
Okay. That's good. He's Austinite too?
Yes. Yes. Good.
So you, just so people know, if they want to, this is not to launch your private practice here or anything. The book primarily, which you've done here, is great. But you do offer people individual personal training, right?
I do. I've been doing that since 1991 after I graduated from school.
Yep.
At the University of Michigan, I came home back to Austin and started personal training because that's when it really started to get started, I guess, here in Austin. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing that for 25 years now. I had a growing frustration with helping people. I just kind of assumed people knew and all wanted to be healthy. But I struggled with helping people do the things outside the gym that I thought they should be doing, like eating right, managing their stress, and not smoking and doing all those kinds of healthy things. And that's kind of what led me to the whole self-care reform idea. And that's more, and that's the health information is great. The research that we get daily on the importance of exercise, whether we're active or inactive, on our health, the impact of a healthy diet, good, bad, or otherwise, the sleep we get, the stress and how we manage it, all those things play a huge part in our health. But we're fatter, we're sicker. We're more stressed out and more sleep deprived than ever before.
Okay.
And so why is that?
Yeah, boy, I hear that. And I really love the humility in this book. When I look through here, it's asking questions. You know, day 18, how realistic is your vision? And letting the people decide for themselves and drawing folks into a discussion that increases their own awareness rather than dictating to them how things are supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like that.
Well, yeah, I take that approach because of the resistance. You know, people kind of give you the Heisman pose when you tell them what to do.
Yeah,
I think all of us people with spouses know that. I mean, you tell somebody to do something, and the first thing they do is like, uh-uh. And so when you get them thinking about it and have them create their own program, they're more apt to do it, not start it, and sustain it.
Yeah, so this keeps the resistance program just to the weights.
Exactly.
Right.
That's right.
I like that.
So you got section 7 reasons why your healthy living isn't as healthy as you think. And number 6 here, you don't eat enough calories. Now, a lot of people see that and they say, wait a minute, what are you trying to get me fat or whatever?
Well, that kind of that'll play into my into our Living Week Free for Dummies book. You know, that's you know, we villainized fat for so long,
right?
And we've, I don't know that you could say we've glorified sugar, but we certainly haven't given it its due. You know, the harmful effects that it has on us. Mm-hmm. And now that more and more of this information's coming out, I think you'll see that, you know, starving ourselves to lose weight is probably not the best way to go about losing weight. And, again, we get all into that in the book. And so.
Yeah, well, they're calories, saying. Right.
I'm sorry.
They're saying.
I was just going to say that calories aren't the enemy that.
So you're saying, I agree, don't count calories. I think that's what they're trying to say.
Right.
What you're trying to
right.
say. Because. It's how you feel, how you look, and your BMI, if you can do that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Basal metabolic index.
And, of course, your blood profile. You go to the doctor, and he does all the workups, all the tests to see how your cholesterol, your triglycerides, your inflammatory markers are. And you know, you'll have a good idea of where you stand from a health perspective once you do away with the sugar and dare I say, add fat into your, saturated fat even, into your diet.
You know, I'm just looking here at Dr. Massey. He does testing with microscopy. Y'all ought to get together sometime and put on a seminar, possibly. I don't know about.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
I'll have to talk to Massey.
I don't know, man. Rusty's blood probably looks so much better than mine. I don't know if I don't want to have him on and show me up here.
Well, he's a little younger than you two.
Now, that would be fun. Yeah, it'd be fun to get together.
Well, is that what they do at these seminars? They draw blood? Is that the idea behind it?
Well, that's what I like to do, and it's the most popular talk I do at People's, is where we actually poke people's fingers and put their blood up on the big screen TV, and it's coded so that nobody knows who's we're talking about except the person themselves. And people enjoy watching that. It's an indicator, in addition to what you're talking about, people can use it as an indicator of how healthy they are and what all those grains are doing to their belly.
Exactly.
You kind of get to see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that's another thing we go into is leaky gut. And we talk about all the harmful effects and the autoimmune responses as a result of having leaky gut.
Yes. Yeah. You sure get to see that. And, you know, with what I do, you can actually see it on the TV. I mean, it's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's not hidden. You don't have to do an indirect indicator. It's just directly visible. It'd be kind of fun to get together and see how you would tell a story about it. And
sure. Oh, yeah. That
something,
would be fun.
Some of y'all get together and talk about it sometime, and maybe you could do his blood and look at it. But,
we could put it in the front cover of the next book. You know, this is follow Rusty's
maybe
program.
Allergen or something, you know, where it just.
Sure. No, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, anyway, I think that's. We get into things. It's amazing if people collaborate and work together to help people, because then you've got a way to measure. And then, you know, 6 months later, you can measure again and see how they're doing.
Right.
With your program. So I think that's good.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So I think that we need to get your book in the store, Self-Care Reform. So it's about DIY, do it yourself, right?
create your own, do it yourself. Absolutely. You don't have to have somebody else unless you need their help to get you started. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about making good, setting good, well-written, smart goals. Once you've done that, applying what's most important to you to those goals. You know, it's kind of like when I'm training somebody. When I first meet with them, I find their health history out. I ask them questions about their health history, what they want, what they need, what goals they might have, what any kind of physical limitations that they might have on top of that. And I work with them to create a program that'll best fit those needs. Mm-hmm. Well, that's no different than designing your own wellness program at home.
Right.
You know, you mm-hmm. find out something. If you got, you know, the shoulder that's giving you problems, or knee or back, you know, it might limit you in certain things you can do, or it may allow you to do other things. So mm-hmm. working around that and designing a program that's going to work best for you and something that you're going to enjoy and it's going to meet your need mm-hmm. Is the best approach, because you're most likely going to stick with that program for long periods of time.
Yeah, makes sense to me.
Boy, I like this. Day six, how would it feel to reach your best possible health and wellness?
Okay.
And then it's just got a whole blank page where a person can just write on that mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. sit with that question. I like that, mm-hmm. to get me or whoever to imagine what it's like ahead of time to feel. Mm-hmm. I mean, what would that really feel like?
Mm-hmm.
To
right.
you know, to sense the possibility of it instead of going, oh, this is all out of reach. This is great for Rusty, but not for me. A person gets to really sit and be with that feeling. Things start
exactly, and it's possible for everybody.
Like, exactly, yeah. I like the way this book is organized. I mean, it doesn't have any fine print in it. It's all big stuff where there's plenty of room to write, and it's all about the basics, the stuff that's really important.
Yeah. What he's looking at is the workbook. Cause mm-hmm. you got the book, and I looked at the book briefly, but I never got to keep it because I think you're on another show or something, so they have the book.
No.
So, but I got enough information to find out about it. So,
well, and going back to that feel thing, we do so many things based on our emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Good, you know, we act out unhealthy behaviors as well as healthy behaviors based on how we feel.
Yeah.
And that is such a huge, huge part of this. So if you can find a motivator that really stirs you at the deepest part of your soul and gets that emotion welling up, and you're more apt to act out on that in healthy ways. And so that's what that's used for, is to generate those more positive feelings and to bring those to the surface.
I like that, you know, because you're right. You really are talking about people facing their habits and making new habits, and we need to marshal the resources and get them going.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, folks, get the book. Now it's available Amazon.com, right?
Yes.
Yep.
And BarnesandNoble.com.
Yeah. The book is called
Barnes,
Stuff.
Coffee, Nook, Kindle, all those.
Right. We'll have it in the stores probably in a week or so. And I think that's a good book to start with. It's easy. You're right here in Austin. So if they want to go a little further than the book, they want to talk to you, and you can do that, can't you? You'll be happy.
Absolutely.
To talk to
I'm always open to emails and texts and phone calls. That's
yeah,
what I do.
One of my buddies, Dr. Weary, he's an MD in South Austin.
Yeah.
He refers a lot of patients to you. I know that. So
he does.
Yeah, so that's good.
He's been one of my clients, one of my best clients for years.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Well, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to come in and talk about it.
Congratulations. Self-care reform. Self-care reform. Amazon we'll get you on to talk about your new book coming out.
Okay. I would appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. You have a great weekend.
Thank you. You do the same.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.